The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Eklund with a shot. He scores! William Eklund caps an astounding comeback. The Sharks win it!
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Morning Tide. Morning Tide.
Tyler Toffoli on a brilliant feed from William Eklund. Macklin Severini, his first National Hockey League hat trick. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game!
Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
The final stretch of the year as well. Johansson, he'll swivel it up the wall. Uchaz pivots the pill along for Connolly. Connolly over the line, slows up, finds Uchaz. Working middle ice, shoots, save, made, rebound, stuffed home, they score.
You got to take a look at it again. Like I said, I thought the effort and the buy-in was there. We had some execution miscues through the neutral zone. And then, when we were in there, we really had a hard time getting it into the slot. We were a lot along the yellow a lot. They kept us in that quadrant. We were looking to expand the zone, generate some time and space for ourselves. Weren't able to do it. So that's kind of what I saw.
All right, good morning, everyone. You're on Morning Tide, and unfortunately, this will be the last Morning Tide for a while, as the San Jose Barracuda have their season come to a close in the opening round of the playoffs, falling in two games. This one last night, a final of 5-1. Henderson adding on two empty netters, which makes it seem a little bit more lopsided than it really was, because throughout a lot of the game, I liked that San Jose played kind of a tighter, more defensive game, a little bit more structured than they did in the first game. But you could just tell that Carl Lindbaum was going to keep on that unbelievable play pace that he has been on since the second half of the season, essentially, or the final third. And he made some incredible stops last night. And then early on, San Jose missed a chance at an open net. And then that was kind of I wouldn't say that's the turning point of the game, but when you miss a big opportunity, when you give up, first period goals, when you're staring at a deficit all throughout the game, then you've got to chase the game and you're dealing with difficult situations, 5-on-3s, for instance. It didn't add up last night for San Jose, which is unfortunate. But one plus out of last night was that Erik Pohlkamp got to make his debut for the San Jose Barracuda and the San Jose Sharks franchise. And I really liked what I had to see from him. I thought he was a very, very, just measured player out there. He was not overly aggressive. He did not look like he was out of sorts. He did not look like he was overwhelmed by the moment. And I think that says a lot about a guy when they're coming up and playing in that professional game for the first time. That's a big, big moment for him. And he was able to pick up an assist in the game. And, I think that should tell you that he has the ability to add to the overall, context of the team. And I know next year everyone's hopeful that he'll be able to hit the ground running with either the Barracuda or the Sharks. I would not be surprised if he starts the season with the Barracuda and then has the opportunity to get more play time with the Sharks as they get deeper into the year. But everything that I saw from his game was exactly what I hoped it would be. He's got a big, big shot. I keep on coming back to that. He had some good looks from the blue line several times in the game. I thought that he was able to use his vision and his ability very, very well throughout the game. And, I really, really appreciated that we had the opportunity to get him to play in any capacity before this competitive season for San Jose as a franchise came to a close, because you didn't know if that was going to be the case because he was banged up throughout the end of the college hockey season. So we didn't know if that was going to be the case, but he did. And I think he showed up and he played hard for his team. And it was good to get a look at him in the Barracuda sweater and see him out there doing his thing. And, whether it's him or whether it's Luca Cagnoni or whether it's Igor Chernyshov or throughout the season, whether it's been Patrick Giles or Cam Lund, I think we're talking about a lot of players for this San Jose franchise that have come into the system and have the ability to be contributors at the AHL or NHL level. And a lot of them we've seen at both. So I'm excited for what comes next for these guys. And I think that you have to look at this franchise and think that Mike Greer has done a really good job about stocking the system and bringing in good quality players. And I know there might be some relative disappointment that this team didn't go deeper this year. And, I think injuries really put them in a tailspin at the end of the year. You hoped they'd be able to regather themselves. You'd hope they'd be able to get things going once again. But I think it was just too little too late. And by the time they got to the end of the year, they were just disjointed, and you could tell they were banged up. And And I think that Mike Greer kind of alluded to that when he spoke to us at the end of the year. He said that, you know, he seemed aware of the fact that they were dealing with a lot of injury and issue. And I not to say that he didn't sound hopeful per se, but he understood the reality that the Barracuda were facing going into the playoffs. And I think that that's, you know, probably good for John McCarthy in that he knew that his team was not going to be able to, you know, maybe play up to their best ability. And I think they played a very good game last night. Henderson has been red hot. And I think that they did, like I said earlier, play a more structured game. They still had trouble on the breakout and getting out of their own end at times, but I really thought that they played a better game overall. And they're down 3-1 late, you know, two empty netters. That's the way it's going to go. It's unfortunate, but I think overall, I didn't have any problem with the way the Barracuda went out last night. I think they played better than they did in game number one. Yeah, the score was not really reflective of the game, and I think that you saw some good opportunities from multiple players, and ultimately they were denied by a really good netminder on the other side. And hopefully a lot of these guys take a little bit of that bitterness into the offseason and focus on becoming a better player for when they regather in the fall. And, you know, like I said, whether it's Quentin Musty, whether it's Luca Cagnoni, whether it's Igor Chernyshov, who we saw with San Jose a good amount this year, you know, whether it's Cam Lund, whether it's whoever it is going to be, I think that now after a couple years of looking at this Barracuda team get back into playoff contention and looking at the way they've been playing, I think Mike Greer has a better idea of what the franchise is going to become. I think he has a better idea of the players that he has and guys coming up the system. I know there are going to be more players coming into the system after this next draft, but you know, Mike Greer has done a really good job of putting them on a pathway to success. And that to me is the most important thing. You need these guys to be on a pathway to success. You need them to be able to learn San Jose's system, and you need them to get used to being able to slot in at any moment for the San Jose Sharks as well. So again, I'm not looking at this season as anything other than part of the process that Mike Greer is going through to make this franchise great again, both of the Sharks and Barracuda level. It's been, you know, a long time since the Barracuda have made a deep run in the playoffs. I understand that. But, you know, the way the Sharks have been going through this rebuild the last couple of years, they've been taking a lot of those players off the AHL roster. They've been, you know, poaching the best talents and the brightest stars for the future. And that's how it goes when you're in a situation that the San Jose franchise has been for a while. But, you know, ultimately, I think it's okay that they got to the playoffs. They were very, very banged up. They did not look overmatched in the sense that they had their doors blown off. You know, they didn't show up and just ready to pack it in last night. They played a good, hard game. And so right now, I think you just got to look at it all with a certain perspective and get excited for what's coming next for a lot of these guys. Instead of getting right into the highlights right away because it was a loss and maybe you're not as excited to hear those, I did want to get into the post-game audio. Here's head coach John McCarthy after the loss.
J-Mac, tonight you feel like one of those games that, you know, you look at the score, it looks pretty lopsided, but the game didn't really feel like that.
Yeah, it was two empty netters. Yeah, I mean, we hit a couple of posts. You know, I didn't think we generated enough offense consistently. And you got to give them credit. They got a good team. You know, they play fast. They're fast in transition. They defended well tonight. I thought we had a really hard time getting pucks into dangerous areas. You know, the effort was there. The buy-in was there. I'm proud of my group. You know, they played a good game.
Going into the playoffs, it seemed like Henderson was, you know, maybe the hottest team going into from the Pacific going into it. Is that kind of what you faced, just a tough matchup in some ways?
Yeah, it was a tough matchup. We knew it coming in. We thought, you know, we could beat them when we're playing at the top of our game. Yeah, they got some speed, they got some size, they got really good goaltending. They're a good team. You got to give them credit. They played a good two games.
What could you guys have done to make Carl Lindbaum's job harder?
Yeah, some more pucks in there, I think. You know, my initial impression is that we were a little bit too outside. We weren't able to, like I said, they defended pretty well. They defended the slot pretty well. We weren't able to penetrate in there. And then, you know, when we got in front of them, you know, we had a chance. You know, just like I said, I didn't think it was consistent enough.
Last game, the issue was the breakouts. It seemed like you guys didn't have that issue tonight. But tonight, though, maybe a little bit of an issue of their guys getting inside on your defense in, you know, inopportune moments.
Yeah. I thought, you know, going through the neutral zone, they did a pretty good job slowing us down. And, you know, we weren't able to enter with possession very often. You know, so definitely some stuff to look at. But like I said, I thought for the most part, to compete, I'm proud of the group. I thought the compete, the buy-in was there all the way till the end.
How do you look back on this season?
I think it's, you know, something to build off. We had, you know, before we hit a little bit of a skid there in April, I thought we were rolling pretty good. We had, you know, our leaders did a great job leading the group. You know, we're still growing as a staff, we're growing as an organization, and it's a step in the right direction.
Do you think that skid, you know, I know you guys were able to get the win in the finale, but that kind of just put you guys in the wrong path, you know, just sort of in terms of just hard to come back from that?
Yeah, you know, and it's on us to kind of turn that around. We got some help back for the playoffs, and weren't able to get it done.
Eric Holcamp making his pro debut, what did you see from him?
Yeah, I thought he was good. Good shot, can get it through from the point. Handled himself well, played pretty big minutes, exposed to a lot of situations, defended pretty well, I thought. Good plays with the puck. Thought he played well.
Yeah, it was striking for him that he seemed not overwhelmed by the speed and the strength of this league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he fit in well.
And then you had him with Kangyoni a bit there in the second period, trying to to get things going. What did you like from that pairing?
Yeah, they were able to kind of generate offense. We could keep some plays alive in the OZ, get him some opportunities to get that shot off from the point. Just looking for a different look that way. That's why we made the switch.
And just overall tonight, do you feel like you know, maybe a little more them and how well that Henderson's been playing, or that, you know, you guys kind of left something on the table here?
Yeah, you got to take a look at it again. Like I said, I thought the effort and the buy-in was there. We had some execution miscues through the neutral zone. And then, you know, when we were in there, we really had a hard time getting it into the slot. We were a lot along the yellow a lot. They kept us in that quadrant. We were looking to expand the zone, generate some time and space for ourselves. Weren't able to do it. You know, so that's kind of what I saw.
And just one key moment. I know you don't want to blame the referees, but the call on JetBlue that leads to the two-man advantage.
Yep.
I mean, any kind of thoughts, perspective on that?
No.
The audio there, courtesy Shang Peng of San Jose Hockey Now, who does a great job covering the team. He was in Henderson, and a lot of credit to Shang doing a great job all year long for both franchises. But, yeah, as you could hear, McCarthy seemingly, you know, resigned to the fact that his team just didn't have it on the night, going up against a very hot team, but also not in a hurry to get into any discussion about the officials, which I understand and respect. But, yeah, I mean, I think McCarthy saw the writing on the wall and responded as such. Let's hear from Jet Wu.
3-0, but it didn't feel like they were outplaying you by a lot, like that kind of score.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, just playoff hockey. You know, anything can happen. It's, you know, we talked about at any point it could be your shift and it's going to make the difference of the game. And like you said, it's unfortunate how today played out. And, you know, I think with this group, there's a lot of young guys here. And I think the future's bright with these guys. I think there's a lot to build off of for next year. And, you know, it's a very exciting group.
On the penalty that led to their 5-on-3, you didn't seem to like the call. Just what did you see there? What did the refs say, if anything, to you about it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really want to get into it. I got a lot of respect for the Stripes and the guys that are working the game. And, you know, when you get a penalty, you're always going to think differently than the refs and the linesmen. So, obviously, they saw something, and there's nothing I can do about it. And, yeah, it's just unfortunate.
What do you see there on their first goal there, Bowman?
Which one was that?
Yeah, it's the beginning of the game. It's just a bounce in and maybe bad bounce in before for you in front of Bossois.
Oh, yeah. There was just a battle behind the net. My shoulder checked, and it happened so quick that their guy was just coming down the wall really quickly. My stick kind of got tied up behind the guy's back, and then by the time there was a rebound, the guy got the puck with a stick on it. So there's just some bad bounces today. And you know, that's hockey. That's how it goes. And it's up to us to kind of figure it out and get better with it. But today, we couldn't.
Did it feel like, despite the score of 5-1, that this was probably a better all-around game that you guys played tonight than two nights ago?
I mean, like I said, it's playoff hockey. And you need to play 60 minutes or at least more minutes than the other team to win the game, and we didn't today. So, you know, bad bounces or not, and whatever you think the calls are with the penalties and whatever, you know, we didn't get the job done, and that's just how the playoffs go.
And then tough just for yourself, you came here as a trade deadline acquisition, and just, you know, what do you think of the guys here, and, you know, tough to not go further with them in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the first questions was kind of that exact same thing when I got here, how were the guys, and I can't say great, enough great things about the guys here, the coaches, staff, and how well they're treated. And they treat each other. Like I said, we got a young group here, and there's a lot of, it's a bright future for those guys. And, they're in great hands with J-Mac and Lou and all the guys, Hags. And, again, it's a first-class organization all around. And I was really, really blessed to be part of it and kind of opened my eyes to see what it is, with around the league and, being a first-class organization. It's really exciting. I'm really happy to be part of it.
And Eric Polkapp, he played his first pro game. What did you see out of him?
Yeah, he played solid. I mean, it would be tough to go from one style of play to the other right away. And, from coming off a high of winning and coming right to here and trying to win again, it would be tough. And I thought he had himself really well. And, again, like I said before, a great young group here. And it's going to be really exciting to see what they can do down the line.
Yeah, you can hear some of that disappointment in Jet Wu's voice, and I think that he knows that, they had an opportunity earlier this year to make a deeper run, but the way it played out with the injuries, it was not on their side. But ultimately, I think that, again, very much like John McCarthy, very aware of what the Barracuda were facing heading into this game. Eric Polkapp, after making his debut, spoke with the media.
Eric, first pro game, how'd you feel out there?
Yeah, I think it took me a little bit in the first couple shifts. Obviously, new system, so that was adjustment. But, they kept it really easy out there for me, the guys. So, overall, it's tough to go out the way we did. But, it was a great experience for me.
What was so tough about Henderson, about Carl Lindbom tonight?
Yeah, he's a really good goalie. He didn't give me, a couple of my shots, too. There weren't a lot of corners to pick. Came up pretty aggressive, and, it's tough. Hats off to him. I thought in the neutral zone, too, they closed really well. Not a lot of options, so that's a pretty good team over there.
And on the defensive side, how do you think you fared tonight?
That was all right. Obviously, it was a little bit since I've played a game, and the ankle, too, it didn't help. It was hurting there a little bit, but, you can't make excuses. That's hockey. I thought it was all right. I think a couple of my rush plays, tried to play physical as I could. And this league, too, they can make passes. They can pass through your sticks. So, overall, that was fine.
Did you feel like tonight, they got to that 3-0 lead, but it didn't feel like they were outplaying you by that much. And it kind of felt, even though the score is 5-1, box a couple of empty netters, so it kind of destroyed the night in some ways that you guys played a pretty good game and just couldn't get enough pass on the ball.
Yeah, it's hockey. Good goaltending. You guys said how good his record is, and that was a good goalie tonight. And I thought we had some chances, but that's just hockey, like I said before, and sometimes it don't go your way.
You fired, I think, 6 shots on him, and you said that he wasn't giving you a lot. Do you feel like there was, something more you could have done there, or you got the shots off you wanted, just he got you there?
Yeah, I think I could have used some of the defenders as screens a little more. That one Quentin Musty gave me, I think I should have went far right side, but in the moment, you're not thinking of that. Lucky he squeezed that one in. That's just how they go, Luckily enough, one of them went in, kind of just threw it at net, and that's how they go. So, it's just good goaltending, and at the end of the day, you got to recap.
Did you manage to get the puck for your first pro point?
No, I could care less for that. Maybe next year or whenever that time comes, but I didn't care for that one.
And again, I think Polkapp just seemed very, very aware and excited for the moment, was not overmatched or overwhelmed, and I think that his vision and his ability out there are going to take him a long way, and I was glad that we were able to see it at the professional level. The next thing for him is to continue to get stronger, get ready for this next year of his career. Obviously, he needs to rest for a little bit, and he's been dealing with some injury, but he's got the opportunity to do that now, and when the team gets ready to go in the fall, I think that that's what everyone's waiting to see, what his next step in his career is going to be. And I'm not in the camp of he needs to be NHL ready immediately. I just need to continue to see him to take steps, and I need to continue to see him getting ready for the next step in his career. That's all you can ask of all these young players, is just be ready for the quote-unquote more that is coming their way. And, like Sheng was asking there to Eric Polkapp about them not being overwhelmed, not being overmatched, that's exactly what I saw all throughout the game. I didn't think that this was like some of the other games we've seen recently from the Barracuda, or even game number one, where I thought San Jose, even though they were up 3-1 in that game, you felt a wild swing of momentum and they just didn't have the answers. But, for this game, I think that San Jose should be proud of their effort and what they were able to put forward. So I'm not losing too much sleep over it. Let's hear from Igor Afanasyev after he had the lone goal for San Jose in this season-ending loss to Henderson.
Igor, just a tough game tonight. Can you just talk about good battle for you guys, good chances, but couldn't get enough over Lindblom?
Yeah, they're a good team. You know, we're a good team as well. Hit a couple posts today. I think we had one in the first and the third there. I mean, just got to capitalize on our chances.
What makes Carl Lindblom so tough to beat?
I'm not sure. I mean, he's a good goalie. There's this level, there's every team got good goalies, you know. It's nothing special. I mean, we just couldn't get it, you know. Like I said, a couple of posts. That's it.
Did it feel like tonight, even though the score was more lopsided, that you guys actually played probably a better all-around game than the last game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they started probably when they went up 3-0, they started playing defensive hockey mostly. Just kind of like chip it out, chip it in, you know, a more simpler game. That's, I think, why we got them on their heels, but wasn't enough.
You know, they get out to that 3-0 lead. If you can point to one thing, just what happened on kind of those goals, or just in general, just that they were able to get out to that lead on you guys?
Mm-hmm. They had power play goal. I don't remember how they scored first goal. On the third goal, it was like 4-on-3, something like that. You know, I reached to one guy, he slipped it through me to another guy. And I don't know, this game is fast, you know. They're a good team. Like I said, we're a good team, you know. Just they came out on top.
But did it feel like one of those, like, they're out up 3-0? But didn't feel like they were outplaying you by that much, though.
Yeah, like I said, you know, when I scored a goal, I thought it was a good goal because we went to the locker room, it was a minute before, you know. But just couldn't capitalize on our shots. That's it, man.
And looking at your goal, what did you see there?
Just net front, good shot by the D, net front, good rebound.
That was Eric Polkamp's first pro point. I know you're not watching the defense that closely, but what did you see from him tonight?
Great player, you know, bright future for him for sure. Strong, moves the puck pretty well. Bomb of a shot, so he's got a bright future for sure.
I know it's tough to kind of think about it now, but just kind of, you know, look back at the season a little bit and, you know, kind of up and down for you guys, but you guys had a really good year overall.
Yeah, I mean, we lost, you know, in the first round. Like, I don't know. Want to win every game, you know, it's sport. I feel like everybody who's in the locker room and stuff at this level, I feel like everybody hates to lose, you know. It'll just hopefully be more motivations for all of us. More motivation after losing.
Does it feel like you guys maybe kind of left this one on the table then? Could have, you know, maybe done a little bit more than to come out with a win here or a win in the series?
Yeah, it's hockey. Like I said before, every game, you know, like there's only one winner, man. There's only one winner.
Yeah, again, the frustration you can hear from these guys, pretty palpable. So unfortunate that the season comes to a close the way that it did, but I think for the San Jose Barracuda and, again, the entirety of the franchise, you can see a lot of the talent that is building here in San Jose. And if really you look to what the difference was between last year and this year with them being able to make a one-round deeper run versus this year, it's you have to look at what we would call veteran experience. This was a younger team, A, and then beyond that, you have to go to health. The team getting injured at the end, maybe getting a little bit of health there at the end, probably too little too late, impacting the way it all worked out. All right, let's get into some of these highlights from last night. Vegas striking first in this game. Braden Bowman making it a 1-0 game at the 7:56 mark of the first.
1-on-2, he kicks it free. Wu will pick it up for the Barracuda. Pocket pick, wraparound attempt, throw to the net, they score! Brassois made the initial save, but Braden Bowman banks it home from along the goal line on the near side, and the Henderson Silver Knights open up the scoring here in the first period. The time of the goal for Braden Bowman at the 7:56 mark of this first period.
That was frustrating because at that point you felt like San Jose was giving themselves a lot of chances, but it didn't work out that way. And then about 10 minutes later, Lavoie, who has just been the coup de killer, he adds that power play goal.
He's given the boot, won by the Knights. Coughlin gives it right wing side for Connolly. Bottom of the circle, feeds Lavoie, hands off far side, they score! Oh, what puck movement! And Raphael Lavoie jams it home, it's a 2-0 Henderson Silver Knight lead. They do quick work on the 5-on-3, scoring just 8 seconds into it. And Lavoie, who had a hat trick against the Barracuda, back on April the 10th. He scored twice on Wednesday. He's got another one here, and it comes on the power play.
Yeah, that's the coup de killer Lavoie right there. And going down 2-0, especially on a 5-on-3, which I did not love the call, but I'm not going to get too much deeper than that. That was very much a turning point for the game because, again, San Jose had been playing really, really well up to that point, and they're down 2-0 late in the first period. And then we go early to the second period. Holtz adds a third. San Jose staring at a 3-goal deficit. It's going to be hard to come back from that.
The final stretch of the year as well. Johansson, he'll swivel it up the wall. Uchaz pivots the pill along for Connolly. Connolly over the line, slows up, finds Uchaz. Working middle ice, shoots, save, made, rebound, stuffed home, they score.
3-0 at that point. San Jose would not be able to find their way back into the game, even if Afanasyev was able to give San Jose one goal on the board with just over a minute remaining in the second period to give them a little bit of life.
Say that, and you can just look back to the Sharks' miraculous comeback against the Knights. Here's a chance for Afanasyev, and Squid Free scores! So you're saying they got a chance! Igor Afanasyev sorts out a loose puck and tucks it home.
That was San Jose's lone goal of the night. Jeremy Davies and Lucas Johansson would add on empty netters at the 17:02 and 19:09 marks to make it a 4-1 and then 5-1 game, and then San Jose just would not have the ability to get back into the game. One guy whose game I really appreciated all throughout, even though he didn't show up on the scoreboard, was Patrick Giles. I thought that he played, again, a very responsible and emphatic game all throughout, and I usually enjoy what he brings to the table. But you look at this roster right now, and you see so much young talent that's going to have impact for years to come. You can talk about Musty, Haltonen, Bisted, Cagnoni, Polkamp, Giles, you know, Chernyshov. Obviously, injuries to guys like Cardwell and Lund are impactful as well. But, you know, again, you see that the deck is very much in favor of San Jose. They've got a lot of cards to pull from going forward, and I'm excited to see that. Still, it is hard not to feel like there is relative disappointment out of this season because you felt like this team had the ability to make a deeper run. And I'm not blaming them for that. I'm not saying that they fell short by their own volition. Obviously, injuries played a toll, and they were able to get a little bit of health towards the end. But again, it's hard to really regather and refine your form, and you can tell the way that the whole season ended up that that was a massively impactful factor, that injuries changed the outlook of this season, that the way they were playing versus the way they finished the season, it seems like it was two entirely different teams, and that is part of what you go through in professional sports when there are injuries, when there are issues. Everybody else is trying to win. Like Afanasyev said, there's only one winner. And I think that's what you'd look at when you walk out of this game, that San Jose was not that one winner out of this game. And so hopefully they're able to regroup and regather and get ready for next year, and that there will be more players that are there for this San Jose side that will be able to stay healthy from start to finish, because you need health to be on your side. And again, this was not something that specifically rocked them all throughout the year per se, even though Cardwell and Lund did get injured earlier. But, you know, the way that they got banged up towards the end of the year definitely played an impact on how things worked out. But, you know, now you go into the offseason for both of these teams, both the Sharks and the Barracuda, and you start thinking long term. You start thinking about what's going to come in the draft. You start thinking about what sort of needs there are, of who's going to be coming in, who's going to be going out, who you're trying to bring in. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a little bit more of a veteran presence next year for the Barracuda. Obviously, those are decisions that Mike Grier has to make, but at the same time, you've got a lot of young players in the system that are trying to work their way up to this level. So that's going to make an impact as well. But again, it's exciting to see what happens next. And, you know, that this year you saw a lot more big crowds at TechCU Arena. People were really excited for the team, excited for the franchise. And again, the buzz is growing for San Jose hockey across the board. And I think that's the most important thing, is that you want these guys to play in big games. You want the fans to get excited. Both of those things occurred for the Sharks and the Barracuda this year. Obviously, it's two straight years of the Barracuda getting into the playoffs after they had missed for a while. That's important as well. You've got more of a cupboard stocked with prospects for both the Barracuda and for the San Jose Sharks. Again, the main mission of both of these teams is to set themselves up for long-term success. Even if the Barracuda were not able to make a deep run, even if the San Jose Sharks did not make it into the playoffs, and I do believe that all of those things are aligning for these teams, and hopefully that these next 2-3 years have more success for both these teams. That next year, it's a deep run for the Barracuda, and that the San Jose Sharks have the opportunity to get into the playoffs. So, you know, it's steps forward for both of these teams, and I think that's got to be the goal. You don't win a championship overnight. It takes time, especially in hockey. So I think that we're all excited for where this team is going to be in the fall. I hate how far away that is, but it's hard not to be excited. All right, we are out of time. Stay tuned to the Sharks Audio Network all summer long as we get ready for the draft lottery, for the draft itself, prospect camp, and more. A big thanks to San Jose Hockey Now's Sheng Peng for getting the audio, which we were able to use today. I want to give him credit for that. For the San Jose Sharks and the San Jose Barracuda, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yend.